You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, August 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump makes a request. NASCAR driver suspended. Women's World Cup team embarrassed. And an extra debate on the schedule. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump will ask a federal judge to recuse herself from the trial. He said, there's no way I can get a fair trial with the judge assigned to the ridiculous freedom of speech, fair elections case. Everybody knows this, and so does she. She was appointed by Obama, and she also gave some of the harshest sentences to January 6th defendants in the whole country. NASCAR driver Noah Gragson suspended indefinitely for a meme that he liked on Instagram. He just liked it. Now, no article ever says what the meme was, so I'll tell you. It was a picture of a crab with the face of George Floyd. And the text said, under the knee, as in the song from The Little Mermaid, Under the Sea. NASCAR is very woke. No surprise he was suspended for that. And in an effort to save his career, he groveled, I am disappointed in myself for my lack of attention and actions on social media. I understand the severity of this situation. I try to treat everyone equally, no matter who they are. I messed up. Plain and simple. The women's national soccer team embarrassed in the World Cup. They barely made it through the group stage. With just seconds remaining, Portugal hit the post, and that would have sent America home. But they made it on to the group of 16. They were criticized, by the way, in that game, because after it, they were dancing in the middle of the field and smiling and taking selfies. But yesterday, they lost to Sweden in penalty kicks, led by a miss from the captain and Victoria's Secret model, Megan Rapinoe. This is a team that has knelt during the national anthem during the Olympics, wore Black Lives Matter jackets in national matches. They become an activist group with Rapinoe leading the way. It's sad to see people root against any Team USA, but they deserve it. When Gavin Newsom was interviewed by Sean Hannity a couple weeks ago, Newsom said he's up for a debate with Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has finally agreed. Probably good for both of the governors because they'll both look like frontrunners in their respective parties. Newsom, of course, the governor of California. DeSantis, the governor of Florida. DeSantis, though, is being mocked by Newsom because DeSantis has a couple rule change suggestions. He wants an opening video from each campaign and a live audience, split 50-50. They do both agree that it should be 90 minutes and moderated by Sean Hannity. I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, let's talk about young Americans smoking pot. That stat up 250% over the past few years. And the pot itself is 10 times stronger than what the hippies were smoking in the 1960s. Now, my son is 19 years old, and here's what I told him. If you get into the world of narcotics, pot included, then your life is going to take a drastic turn for the worse, because nothing good leads from this. And your generation is going to be the most drug-addled in the history of the United States because of the drive to legalize drugs and no punishment for selling drugs. So your generation is going to have more access to more drugs, including strong marijuana, than Americans have ever had before. And many of your generation are going to get involved with drugs. Those people are going to find it very hard to compete in our society. And if you, my son, avoid drugs, alcohol, and other destructive pursuits, you are going to prosper because the competition is going to be far less. Responsible people in your generation are going to be fewer, and you will stand out, which means a satisfactory life is easier. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Surely, voters are responsible for electing politicians' office. Anyone can run for office. It's the voters who determine if the candidate is qualified and capable. A minuscule number of voters actually research the candidate. It's true. It's true. I mean, you know, people are busy. They depend on the media, which is undependable. So, system's crashing. Carl, when I was in Vietnam, Bob Hope came to visit. We forgot about the hell we were living in and were transported back to the States for a few hours. I will never forget what he did for us. We did a Bob Hope tribute last week on his 100th anniversary of his life, but he's dead, of course. Al, Bob Hope entertained in Vietnam when I was there. I did not get to see him, however. Bob was the greatest morale booster ever for the troops over there. Those lovely girls who left the comforts of home to come to a war zone, I salute them all. They were good shows. I followed that closely. I just want to say I really respect everybody who served in Vietnam, who answered the call from their country, even though it was a misguided call and not the politicians sold you out. They did. They sold you. LBJ and, you know, Nixon wrapped it up, but they weren't looking out for you. So I salute all the Vietnam vets. Stephen Koch. Found your program on the first, hooked on the No Spin News. I want to keep what's going on, but I don't know if it's good for my health. I get very angry and upset with the swamp. Also, where is Dennis Miller these days? Look, I get angry with the swamp too. Good for your health. It's better for your health if you know what's going on, because you're going to get blindsided if you don't. So more information you get, the better. Miller's retired. Miller's telling me he's living large out in California and Idaho. You know, he's flouncing around. You know, maybe someday we'll bring him back. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 595 years ago today, farmers in rural Switzerland demanded local authorities initiate public investigations into hundreds of people. Their alleged crimes, conspiring with Satan. Here is the story. Today, the small Swiss region of Valais is famous for wine, tourism, and the Matterhorn Mountain. But in the early 15th century, the area was a site of Europe's first witch trials. In the summer of 1428, dozens of neighbors began accusing each other of secret pacts with the devil. Hundreds of people were arrested. Most of the accused were poor males, although some were educated. A third were women. On August 7, 1428, the first of the witch trials began. Under extreme torture, the alleged witches confessed to the following. They met at night in cellars, where the devil himself lectured them in the guise of a schoolmaster. In return for avoiding Catholic Mass and confession, Satan gifted his congregation with special powers. They could allegedly fly on chairs and brooms. Others admitted to the ability to shape-shift into wolves. Most declared the devil had granted them the power to kill their neighbors. Within 18 months, at least 200 people were executed in Switzerland for witchcraft. Some were decapitated, but most burned to death. The hunt quickly spread to other parts of Europe. More trials began in France, Germany, England, and Scotland. The Protestant Reformation in the 16th century caused even more witchcraft accusations between Catholics and Protestants. In total, 12,000 Europeans were executed for witchcraft. And here's something else you might not know. The hysteria spread to the New World, especially New England. I write about that in my upcoming book, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. That book, which will scare you, is out September 26th. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.